You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's the most magical time of the year, where anything and everything is possible.
The 95BFM Christmas Party, presented by 95BFM, Kidding Your Kit to Spades and Under the Radar.
So have yourself a merry little gig with this cracking lineup featuring
Atomic, curated by Julia Deans,
Jess B,
Softbait,
Emma Gleeson,
L,
plus heaps more.
Anything can happen at the 95BFM Christmas Party.
What will happen to you?
Friday, December 12th,
Public Bar Whammy and Double Whammy.
Tickets on sale now from Under the Radar.
For the best in hip, you gotta keep it green.
And food, and twine, books, clothes, vape supplies, and oil, and butter, drug testing, my brother.
For the best in hip, you gotta keep it green. The hip store on K-Road is what you need.
Experience the hip store at 253 Karangahape Road. For nationwide delivery, visit hipstore.co.nz or call 0800 hip store.
For the best in hemp, you gotta keep it green. The hemp store on K Road is what you need.
Make your festive season even more merry and bright with Christmas lights at MoTat.
Bask in the glow of MoTat's sparkling lights as you take glittering tram rides, hear festive songs from carol singers, grab a stunning photo op, and meet Santa in his workshop. Plus, enjoy an array of delicious kai at the food truck market.
Christmas lights at MoTat. Over 12 selected magical nights starting from December 5th. Tickets at motat.nz.
Plus One proudly presents US indie legends Throwing Muses making their long-awaited return to Tamaki Makaurau for a special concert at Double Whammy, Wednesday, December 10th. Frontwoman Kristen Hirsch and the legendary band will perform tracks from The Real Ramona, University, and right up to the latest gem, Moonlight Concessions, with support from Beth Torrance and The Garden Party. Throwing Muses, Double Whammy, Wednesday, December 10th. Final tickets on sale from plusone.co.nz.
Tony here from Tika Witty. Well, I've been listening to your sheep show every week with the girls week in, week out, and I hold out for some actual sheep content. You know, it's all music, and I've had a gutful. How about a little less the clean and a little more how to clean your Toyota Hilux after a massive dagging session? Either pull your bloody head in or change the name of the show, okay?
Ovinophiles are welcome to listen, but Freak the Sheep is really about that good, good New Zealand music. Freak the Sheep delivers interviews, live performances, tempered classics, and wretched demos from Godzone.
Freak the Sheep with Taylor McGregor and Chris Cudby. Wednesday nights from 9 till 11 on BFM. Thanks to New Zealand On Air.
Thank you. Been listening to Sione Aleke from his album Virtuoso of the Ukulele that came out in 1972 on the Hibiscus label and was sponsored by Air New Zealand. Sione Aleke was a young Tongan man and was practically blind. The cover of his album shows him playing the ukulele with his teeth, which apparently he sometimes did, and the song was called Hano Hano Lei. Next up, we're going to hear from the Science Rap Academy. Now, that's a group of 8th graders from Nueva School in California, and they did a program with an organization called Science with Tom that combines science education with hip-hop. The song is called Cataracts, and then I'm going to play The Ghetto Boys, My Mind is Playing Tricks on Me from 1991, a song covering delusion, paranoia, regret and blackouts, and of course featuring the rapper Bushwick Bill, born with dwarfism and who also lost an eye in a shooting incident which left a bullet lodged in his brain.
So here's the problem. Your natural lens has become cloudy.
I wanna just see. I got low vis. Cause I have cataracts, unfortunate. Proteins built up, all in my lens. I've got C-A-T-A-R-A-C-T-S. Can't see you through my lens. I'm driving real slow, and my vision slip inside and like I'm 84.
I
ain't got 20/20, so I need to know about those big eyeballs with those rods and cones.
Old eyes with old lenses exposed to sun for days. That's just more exposure to those harmful UV rays.
Proteins clumping more with age.
With lenses as cloudy, now how am I gonna read this page?
Fix it.
vision. God, please put in that incision.
Do you have diabetes and are you a smoker? Are you taking any medication? Time for testing your vision. Your eyeballs stay big. Is it ophthalmoscope is flashing? Looking past your eyelashes. Vision, this is my passion.
Now I know what it's like under surgery lights. I'm feeling kind of light because it's a sedative. Wash, clean the eye and toss those lids. Ultrasound waves breaking up my lens. Liquify, vacuum, plastic lens, reseal it. Yeah, no pen at them. Here's some eye drops to pop so your eye keeps healing. If I want to avoid a cataract, then the future, because I don't want no more sutures. I'm glasses when I'm walking, so I'm UV ray blocking. IOL in my eye, then I can get back to driving.
I've got my sight back, no cataract in my eye. Got that new lens so that now I can drive. No more scattering photons, letting in light. I sigh, the city never.
Yabo, Lucy, how the election's gonna pass him off. Steel, lithium, brass, and gold. If it heats up, that's metal. That's metal.
No more present minutes, good to be watching the crick.
Here she comes, run!
Too many x-rays that I did frack, so it's not just gonna happen like that. Let's recognize Rosalind Franklin. All eyes on Rosalind Franklin.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room, staring at candles. Oh, that shit is on. Let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid, sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right, but I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own, a black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B, but fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window, investigating the joint for traps, taking my telephone for text. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's fucked up when your mind is playing tricks on you. I make big money, I drive big cars, everybody know me. It's like I'm a movie star, but late at night, something ain't right. I feel I'm being tailed by the same sucker's headlights. Is it that fool that I ran off the block? Or is it that nigga last week that I shot? Or is it the one I beat for $5,000? Thought he had cane, but it was gold, not a flower. Reached under my seat, grab my papa for the suckers. Ain't no use to me lying, I was scared of them a motherfucker. Put the left in the Popeyes and bail down quick. If it's going down, let's get this shit over with. Here they come, just like I figured. I got my hand on the motherfucking trigger. When I saw him, make your ass start giggling. Three blind, crippling, crazy senior citizens. I live by the sword. I take my boys everywhere I go because I'm paranoid. I keep looking over my shoulder and peeping around corners. My mind is playing tricks on me. Day by day, it's more impossible to cope. I feel like I'm the one that's doing dope. Can't keep a steady hand because I'm nervous. Every Sunday morning, I'm in service, praying for forgiveness and trying to find an exit out the business. I know the Lord is looking at me, but yet and still, it's hard for me to feel happy. I often drift when I drive, having fatal thoughts of suicide. Bang and get it over with. And then I'm worry-free, but that's bullshit. I got a little boy to look after. And if I die, then my child will be a bastard. I had a woman down with me, but to me, it seemed like she was down to get me. She helped me out in this shit, but to me, she was just another bitch. Now she's back with her mother. Now I'm realizing that I love her. Now I'm feeling lonely. My mind is playing tricks on me. This year, Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto Boys are trick-or-treating. Robbing little kids for bags. Till an old man got behind our ass. So we speeded up the pace. Took a look back, and he was right before our face. He be in for a squabble, no doubt. So I swung and hit the nigga in his mouth. He was going down, we figured. But this wasn't no ordinary nigga. He stood about 6 or 7 feet. Now that's the nigga I be seeing in my sleep. So we triple teamed on him, dropping them motherfucking bees on him. The more I swung, the more blood flew. Then he disappeared, and my boys disappeared too. Then I felt just like a fiend. It wasn't even close to Halloween. It was dark as fuck on the streets. My hands were all bloody from punching on the concrete. Goddamn, homie. My mind is playing tricks on me.
BFM presents New York City's Helmet, making a hot return to Aotearoa and playing live at the Power Station Sunday, April 12th.
A band who has a reputation of a live performance that packs not just a punch, but a kick and a slap. You won't want to miss seeing these inventive, genre-bending heavy hitters.
Helmet at the Power Station Sunday, April 12th. Tickets available now from helmetmusic.com.
Who is that?
Ah, that's Pamela, the 95 BFM Summer Goblin. Pammy, how are ya?
Terrible. Here's your bloody prize pack.
Oh, what? Looks awesome. Stay for a beer pee.
No, piss off.
95 BFM have put together another thrillingly exorbitant summer-sorted super prize pack for one lucky B-card holder to win, including...
two return flights to Hawaii thanks to Hawaiian Airlines.
A double pass to Twisted Frequency.
180 cans of Manuka Fuel plus a Manuka Fuel Boombox Chili Van.
Itamotic Music, pro high-fidelity electronic musicians earplugs from Earjobs.
10 LPs curated by Southbound.
A golden ticket to any basement theatre show for the whole year.
A Washburn XB120 Bantam bass guitar from Go Cooler Music.
A 6-month e-bike subscription from the Electric Bike Team.
One traditional flesh tattoo from Joey T at Easy Tiger.
Plus heaps more. The Summer Sorted Super Prize Pack. Text SUMMER plus your name and B-card number to 53955. More info and B-card sign-ups at 95BFM.com.
Ah, La Luna, you're so bright tonight. I must take your picture.
I'm really unphotogenic.
Bah, I must capture your beauty. You light up the sky and my heart.
It's just my curse to be photographed badly.
But Luna, I brought new pro gear equipment.
Oh, okay then.
Capture that moon picture no one else can with equipment from ProGear Photographic. Buy, sell, trade or rent. ProGear can do it all. Open now at 34 Ethel Street, Morningside, or go to progear.co.nz.
You ready to read your first ever ad?
Maybe.
Not nervous?
No.
Loosen up, you'll be fine. Just read the script. Off you go.
Tune into Breakfast on Mondays. Hear about some books from some pretty smart people, and they love books. You'll hear about, like, books you want to read or maybe you haven't heard of. How was that?
Pretty loose. Let's try another.
It's Loose Reads, Mondays on 95BFM Breakfast, thanks to Time Out Bookstore, 432 Mount Eden Road.
Hello, my little sparrows. If you're listening right now, then this message was meant for you. Claim it if it resonates. I've got my tarot deck here. I'm going to pull a card to illuminate an intention for you. Just shuffling. Ooh, it's the B card. This card represents prosperity, greatness, clout. Oh, I love this for you. Expect an abundance of free things. Music, merch, coffee, ticket.
Get a B-card today from 95BFM.com for just $4.20 a month and be in to win tickets, albums and more.
You've been listening to Austin Coleman and Joe Washington Brown and Group. The song was called Good Lord Ranald Jeremiah, and it was recorded in Jennings, Louisiana in 1934. The song is a ring shout song with a West African dance pattern, which is the percussion you heard. Pretty amazing. Something special for you next. I'm going to play a recording by Natalie Heitman. She lives here in Tamaki, but she is from Georgia. She trained and performed as a concert pianist in her youth before having a stroke and losing the use of one hand, which pretty much wiped out her repertoire. With one exception, Rachmaninoff's Prelude in C sharp minor, Op 3 number 2, Natalie has figured out a way to play it with one hand, and as she says herself, she does not miss a note. After the performance, there's a wee interview with Natalie for you to. She will explain more about that, and we will follow her with a new one from Mads Harrop, a musician from the Waitaki Valley in Otago. It's a new song of hers about chasing friendships and freedom, and somewhere in there is a heater being played with chopsticks.
Thank you.
When I played that prelude, I was young, before my stroke, made the part of both hands, but I did not miss not a single note. No, all here. I should never dare to miss, to change something in greatest Russian Rachmaninoff. So just I find the piece which I remember I did more times with both hands, but this piece goes unusual because both in classical music, left and right are too far from each other. But this piece, when just this goes left hand across, so they both hands are approximately in the same register. And I just change application, so the fingers, and I grabbed all left part, little bit stretching fingers, left parts, tones, and right hands, everything by one hand. That's all. Only application is changed. All others is, Rachmaninoff is, like, should be. Sound is like, remain like in two hands. Written, and this prelude he written just as a teenage boy. No, as a teenage boy, this prelude soon after he written it was famous all over the world. All pianists, all greatest pianists have it in their repertoire. And this prelude had a huge success all over the world. Teenage boy. Music historians as critics, they till now can't understand, and they do their researches, how could teenage boy come over such a mature piece, and such a genius.
Thank you.
Gut. Take 18.
Ich kannte sein Gefühl, besser gesagt, sie kannte mich. Sie zeigte ihr Haus und war sehr stolz, alles war Holz. Sie bat mich zu bleiben und sprach, setz dich irgendwo hin. Ich sah mich um und ich stellte fest, kein Stuhl war drin. Ich trank ihren Wein und setzte mich auf den Teppich. Wir sprachen bis zwei, dann sprach die Maid, ist Schlafenszeit. Sie sagte, sie muss früh zur Arbeit und lächelte nett. Ich suchte und fand in der Steinbadewanne ein Bett. Ich aufgewacht, flog es schon fort, das Vöglein dort. So machte ich Feuer und war sehr stolz, alles war Holz.
That one there is Klaus Beyer from a song, from a 7-inch of Klaus Beyer Sings the Beatles that came out in 1998. That was his Alice War Holtz version of Norwegian Wood. The story about Klaus Beyer goes that he translated Beatles songs into German so that his mother could enjoy them as much as he did. Let's move on to some Bong Water next. In 1989, an album called The Bridge came out. It's a tribute album to Neil Young, and it was a fundraiser for The Bridge School in California, which is a school for children with severe speech and physical impairments. And Neil is a patron of that school. I'm going to play the Bong Water contribution to that album. And it's their version of Mr. Soul. That's an early Neil Young song that he wrote after having an epileptic seizure on stage and people thinking it was part of the act. To follow that, we're going to hear from Neil Young himself, Sample and Hold, from his 1983 album Trans. That album came out of a therapy program he was doing with his young son at the time, Ben, who has cerebral palsy and cannot speak. And the album was an experiment and using repetition and vocoders to try and communicate with his son.
Gotta watch yourself.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.